Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The YouTube live chat poll for today. Should President-elect Trump get his whole cabinet confirmed, yes or no? I'm very excited to hear what's going on Capitol Hill. And Ryan Schmelz is here to help guide us through what he is hearing. He's a Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. You can follow him on X at Ryan Schmelz Fox. Ryan, welcome back to the show. It's good to talk to you.
Hey, always great to be on, Annie. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for being here today. Merry Christmas to you and to your family. What are you finding out? What are you hearing right now? Are there any of the particular nominees from Donald Trump that you think are going to have maybe a tough time actually getting through?
Well, I think the obvious subjects, you've got Robert Kennedy Jr., who's going to face a lot of questions, not just from Democrats, but also Republicans about, you know, his past stances on vaccines. But also keep in mind, you know, his past stances that have aligned with the Democrat Party more so than the Republican Party pretty much his entire life up until maybe this past election cycle. So he's going to probably face a lot of questions on that, too. And then, you know, stances like on abortion and those different areas, all that's kind of on the table when we talk about Robert Kennedy Jr. So he's certainly one out there. And then, you know, keep it with the Democrats. You have Tulsi Gabbard, who is somebody who was a progressive Democrat not too long ago, actually endorsed Bernie Sanders for president in 2016. So does she have a lot of stances that could be bothersome to Republicans? I think that's a possibility, too. And she's made some statements in the past. And timing doesn't work out for her here because, you know, we're talking about the fall of the Assad regime around the time when she starts her Hill visits. And she's somebody who has made statements in the past that some believe are sympathetic towards Assad. So I think a lot of those issues are going to come up for these two that could maybe be an issue for them.
We're speaking with Ryan Schmelz, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. Ryan, I think that a lot of people are squarely focused on what the Republican senators are going to do. Of course, if the Republican senators, not even all of them, but the vast majority, 50 of them, end up saying thumbs up to the nominee, they're going to get through. But I'm curious if you hear any, you know, particular Marco Rubio is one that I'm kind of curious about how strong the support could be in this confirmation. Are there Democrats who are going to vote in a bipartisan way to confirm some of these nominees?
It looks like there will be a couple. You know, John Fetterman's already come out and said that he's a hard yes on supporting Marco Rubio. Some others have said some very nice things about it. Even Leader Schumer has been very complimentary of Marco Rubio. So someone like Rubio could probably see some pretty overwhelming bipartisan votes on the floor when they get to that point. I think there's some others who could see some bipartisanship. Lori Chavez de Remer, the pick for labor secretary, could see some Republicans back her. She could also see some Republicans maybe deflect from her because she's done some, made some very pro-union votes during her time in the House that could be concerning for Republicans who come from right-to-work states. I believe Missouri could be one of them. And then you also have some others like, you know, I wouldn't rule out some Democrats possibly voting for Tulsi Gabbard or RFK, just because you know, Bernie Sanders has said some nice things about him. So is Cory Booker. And their justification is that they think he's picking the right fight by going after big food. So for every Republican who may stray away from RFK or fall off, you know, there could be a Democrat out there who comes and backs either him or Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting part of this confirmation process. Each of the senators gets to have their own thoughts and their own say in this matter. And when we go through the confirmations, we'll be able to see how much bipartisan support is for any of these confirmation opportunities. Ryan Schmelz with us right now, Fox News Radio. Do you can you kind of tell us how that confirmation process is going to run out for the American people to consume? So January 20th, 34 days from today, Inauguration Day, none of this stuff starts happening, my understanding is, until the president is inaugurated, or can it happen when the Senate is installed?
Well, I believe they can start the hearings as soon as the new Congress gets sworn in. So I believe sometime after January 6th, they could start the hearing process. And I think the idea is that in some cases, you could see that if they have completed the hearings, they know a certain nominee has the votes, they could start confirming some of these nominees as soon as, you know, the president's inaugurated. So I wouldn't even rule out the idea of Republicans doing confirmation votes on Inauguration Day so they can hit the ground running. And they really are going to have to, because if, in fact, this government funding package that we're looking at right now extends government funding into around early March, then they're going to have to come up with a budget package almost immediately. And doing that on top of confirmations, it's going to be a pretty strenuous schedule. So getting those nominees confirmed as soon as possible is probably going to be more important than in previous Congresses.
Ryan, is that a continuing resolution that you're talking about right now? I think a lot of people have concern about what kind of budget is going to be passed with the current Congress. What is the deal with that right now?
Hey, can you say that one more time, Annie?
The CR, is it a CR that they're talking about passing right now that you said would get them through to the spending until March? Is that what they're discussing right now?
It looks like this CR is going to get a lot of blowback. We've already heard a number of Republicans who've been frustrated just with the process of how this has been rolled out. You know, I believe dumpster fire was a word used by Missouri Congressman Eric Burleson earlier today. You've seen those like Chip Roy call it the swamp being the swamp. And so I think there's a lot of frustration with how this got rolled out. And I think there's been a lot of pushback on a lack of what they call member input with the CR process. So there's going to be a lot of frustrated Republicans when the CR comes out. I don't think that's a matter of if, it's a matter of when at this point. But we still haven't seen the bill text. We still don't know how much disaster aid is going to be in there. But, you know, when you have an idea like DOGE that's being proposed for the next Congress and Republicans claiming that this is going to be a return to fiscal sanity, as they put it, you know, this isn't exactly sending the right message. At least that's according to some Republicans out there.
Ryan, I want to ask you about DOGE before we let you go. We're speaking with Ryan Schmelz, a Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. I understand Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk have made a lot of time to be on Capitol Hill or to discuss with the actual members who are going to have to enforce the spending limits or cuts or whatever it is that they come up with. How do you judge the reception that Capitol Hill has had so far for Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk and the task that is ahead of them?
I think there's a lot of optimism, but I think there's also a lot of skepticism here. You know, Chip Roy, who we just mentioned, somebody who is going to be very frustrated with how this Republican conference has spent money this Congress. You know, he said that he just has this concern that the political will might not be there for Republicans to actually get the spending cuts that they want. But there's signs of optimism. You know, there's been bills already introduced by James Lankford and Joni Ernst that kind of give you an idea how they're going to find this waste and how they're going to cut it. Some of the stuff they already know. You know, Joni Ernst put out an entire report on telework and the lack of government employees who are actually going into their offices or going into their headquarters. That's one area they think that they can address relatively quick, and they might not even need Congress to do it. They could probably just do that through Donald Trump and his cabinet. So I think there's optimism. There's also skepticism. And, you know, there are some Democrats who've expressed their interest in working with DOGE, and including at least three, I believe, so far. So if that number continues to grow, I think that's a good sign for Republicans who are trying to use DOGE as a way to cut spending.
Do you feel like, just a follow up on a couple comments that you've made, do you feel like those Republicans who are going to be very frustrated with that potential CR disagreements they may have on where spending should be cuts? Is Speaker Mike Johnson still 100% going to be the speaker this next time around? Is there going to be any question over that?
What we're hearing right now, there are still a couple Republicans, or there is a growing number potentially that may protest Speaker Johnson when we get to January and we have a speaker's election. We don't know what that protest will look like, how many votes he's going to lose. But this is a situation that Johnson was trying to avoid. I think Republicans are trying to avoid it, too. I think the goal has always been that they want to govern this next Congress, and they want to get President Trump's agenda passed as quickly and as fairly as possible. But with a slim majority, too, they can't really afford to lose anybody on anything. But if they're in a situation where Republicans are protesting, you know, they could eventually get through it. They did it with McCarthy. And it depends. Is this going to be a situation where they protest on the first round just to show that they're angry, and then they get on board with the second round, and eventually Johnson gets elected speaker? We don't know what that's going to look like. We just know that there's at least a couple as of right now who are not committed to supporting Johnson fully in January, and that could be a major concern.
Is there, if he were to become the speaker in the initial vote, there's a much higher threshold to vacate the chair now, though, with the new rules, correct? The new threshold, is there a change in one vote to vacate that chair? Do we lose him?
Hey, Annie, can you say that one more time?
Is there going to be a difference in once the speaker is sworn in, a threshold to vacate the chair from where it was previously one vote in Matt Gaetz? Are the rules changing for this next Congress?
Right. So there was actually a negotiation done by the moderate leaning Main Street Caucus, as well as the Freedom Caucus, where they would raise the threshold. I believe the number is now 8 members as opposed to 1. So you need 8 members to come forward, issue the notice that they want to vacate the chair, and then you'd have to vote on the motion to vacate after that. So compared to what we're looking at this Congress, where it's still just one member, and we've seen it happen twice, where Matt Gaetz shut down Congress until they had the vote on the speaker. Marjorie Taylor Greene tried to do it briefly, but they tabled the motion relatively quick. That's going to be a little bit different next Congress if they go through with this rules package. Right now, they've just negotiated it, and they've got it kind of out there. The conference would still need a vote on it, but it looks like it's en route to passing.
Ryan Schmelz, thank you for the time today. We appreciate you, and there's going to be so much to talk about here coming up in the future, so don't be a stranger.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Love to have you back soon.
Thank you, Annie. Have a great day.
Yep, you as well. Thank you so much. Ryan Schmelz is the Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent, and we're grateful to have him here with us today. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Wiggins America, when we come back, tease it. What do you got?
Christmas Eve is a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
This is all the ways to handle last-minute shopping, especially if you haven't done any.
All right. That'll be on Wiggins America. When we come back, vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Should President-elect Trump get his whole cabinet confirmed? Yes or no? Let us know what you think on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Come say hi. Leave a comment. We'll be right back.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.